With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Right, for control, that's our standing by. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, apparently the hottest trend in hair right now is letting your grays show through.
Sweet.
In other words, doing nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, doing that whole body positivity thing and just being you instead of all the fakeness.
Well, part of it is, too, when you're old enough to start getting gray hairs, you just don't care anymore.
Thank God I don't have to dye my hair anymore.
And once you find a gray pube, you stop caring.
Mm-hmm. Or you pull one out of your nose.
Yeah, for whatever reason, your nose goes gray. I get red hairs in my nose. Like, where the hell did that come from?
Ginger.
Yes, I'm a ginger at heart.
A ginger nose.
Just look at my nose. Yeah, my nose probably has the full rainbow of colors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it.
There's a company that's sending two people on a 3-month trip around the world, all expenses paid.
All right.
The only catch is you've got to do the entire trip with a stranger.
I'd do it.
What do you mean? You have to put your arm to sleep? Oh. All right, here I am.
Well, I'll do it.
Can't feel it on a boat.
Miles.
Can't feel it on a moat. Can't feel it on a
stranger.
Can't feel it on a goat.
Dang it.
Just lay on it for a while and go numb.
That's,
then you get a whacking.
I think it depends on who the stranger is. Like, if it's a guy who's down to party.
Yeah, but that's the thing with the stranger. You don't know.
Right.
But I would do it anyway.
Are you staying with them in the same room? Are you sharing? I guess we don't know any of that, but I would assume there's a lot of time together.
You would think, right?
You would hope that anybody, though, that signed up for the chance to go around the world would want to and would be excited and, you know, would be a better traveler than not.
You would think that a lot, we know people are absolutely crazy.
That's true. But I would just hope that people would want to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. A man in Missouri apparently was obsessed with his local DMV. He kept buying them pizzas, requesting random forms, and following the employees on social media. But when he started stalking one of the employees outside of work, he was arrested.
I mean, obviously he went too far, but the DMV had to be shocked that anyone liked him.
That he wanted to be there.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, seriously.
Nobody wants to go to the DMV.
I just want him to act like he won the lottery when they finally call his number.
Well, like I said, he kept going there and picking up bogus forms just so he could hang out with them. I mean, that's as crazy as it gets. They are the meanest. Like, no, they're not necessarily the meanest
pizzas.
People, but in those moments, they're not nice people.
No. A couple in Florida locked their 1-year-old daughter in their SUV last Thursday. But luckily, a group of prison inmates were on work release nearby, and one of them had some car theft skills. So he was able to use a coat hanger to get in while police supervised.
Yeah, he walked over very shyly, was like, oh, officer, I can get in that car pretty quickly.
Well, like, he's got a heart of gold. Like listen, man.
I kind of do this.
Right. And I'm get that baby.
I can get that baby out that car. It'd been great if you picked up a baseball bat and smashed out the window. There you go.
Just like how the prison inmate is doing better than this parent right now.
Well, I mean, just because you lock your keys in your car, that doesn't mean you know how to break into your own car.
That's fact.
So there were five different cops there who could not get into the car either. They could not open the door. And he watched them all try to work different things to get in the car because the one cop tried to use the coat hanger too. They tried to do all these different things.
The difference with cops, though, when they need to get in your car, particularly with the rescue, they're just going to bash into it.
Yeah. That's what they said.
This is the case. Like, look, man, all we know to do is the smash and grab.
Now, it doesn't say that they locked the keys in the car with the kid. It just says they locked the 1-year-old daughter in there. I don't know if the couple was even there.
Oh, Jesus.
Ran inside to go do something fast?
They were there.
Were they there?
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, they were trying to get in. Yeah. Everybody was there. That was the thing. The cops are all there. The parents are there. The kid's been in the car for over an hour. So the guys who are on work release working in the media, one of the guys like shovels over like, just give me the goddamn coat hanger. The police watched him do it. He opened up the door. Ta-da. Game over.
Damn.
Yeah.
The newest thing that could kill you is your toaster.
Oh, joy.
We're circling back.
Why the toaster?
According to a new report, they release a ton of toxic particles into the air. And being in your kitchen after you make toast is worse than standing in a busy intersection. No, it's not.
Toasters.
Here's the thing. No, it's not. I can stand in my kitchen and cook toast, and I have a better chance of surviving than I do if I stand in a busy intersection.
Well, I think they're saying exhaust now that your toaster's going to hit you. But then again, I mean, how much toast does anyone make? You know, I'm sure that any time that your toaster toasts your bread, it probably puts out a ton of stuff. But it's not like you toast bread 8 hours a day.
No.
Right.
But what kind of toxic particles are getting in the air?
I don't know.
You really want to know?
It's probably those big toasters. You ever go,
I just assume everything can kill you. You know what I mean? They do studies on everything, and everything inevitably is bad for you, except the stuff you do, like vegetables and water are fine. Like, I just assume it's killing
you. What's amazing to me is you can go buy a toaster oven, and the toaster oven that you buy for your home will get things done in a regular toaster oven amount of time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
However, if you get one of those continental breakfast deals at, like, the Econo Lodge, where they have, like, the bagels and stuff.
And then you drive.
And they have, like, the six-person toaster.
Yeah.
And you turn up the, you're like, you're just standing there. For days. It's like, I could have made 7 waffles. I could have eaten yogurt.
It almost would be better to bring your toaster from home.
I'm serious.
Right? Grab their bagels.
This is like the one that should be the industrial strength in it. And the hotel toaster is just a piece of crap.
That's because some kid used that thing like a Star Trek console and just started spinning that dadgum dial back and forth, and then he wrecked that stupid thing.
I don't know.
Damn kids.
Darn kids.
Mm-hmm.
A new study out of Harvard found that the best sign of whether a man's heart is healthy or not is whether he can bang out at least 40 push-ups in a row. We covered this a little bit earlier today.
So most of us are unhealthy.
Yeah, how many can you do, Mike, would you say?
After hearing this, I did crank out 40.
You did 40 in a row?
I did 40 in a row.
Nice.
I did.
Okay,
did
you do 40 because you knew at least if I can get to 40? You know what I mean? That's different motivation.
That's exactly what it
was. I think I can do 25 to 30, but if you said Miss America's going to want you, then I'm going to bust out 73.
I was losing steam after 30. I didn't feel the last three. Honestly, my arms went numb. As I was pushing up those
Did you do proper push-ups? Did you go all the way down?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Right. I will show you my form after this, man. I have perfect form.
All right.
Today is National Drink Wine Day. According to a recent survey on our wine drinking habits, 74% of Americans think 2 glasses of wine is plenty.
Let me ask you a question. I'm already President's Day, right?
All right.
And you come in and you say, on Wine Day. And I said, no, you're not. I've been President's Day for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is not your day. It's not Wine Day. It's President's Day.
Right.
So, like, can President's Day just say, like, the hell with you? It's not your day today. Like, you can take any other day you want, but not President's Day.
Can President's Day veto another day?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, the hell with you. This is my day.
They come up with days every day, but you're right. Like, President's Day is July 4th. We don't need
taken, like,
thing.
That shouldn't, July 4th shouldn't be like National Pizza Day. No, it's already July 4th.
Right. Okay, but the difference is that President's Day is always on a Monday.
Right.
That's the thing about President's Day is that it's not on February 18th every single year.
So,
it's
Wine Day. February 18th?
That would be my guess.
They got to take a day off. If they accidentally step on someone else who was already there and established,
Let's
take a leap holiday.
If they said you want to celebrate presidents or you want to drink wine, to be fair, I'm going to pick the wine.
Fair. The website Quartz just put together a 4-question quiz that uses study data to figure out how likely you are to break up with your significant other in the next 5 years. It's based on how long you've been together, your marital status, how happy you are, and your income.
So in other words, all the stuff you already know. I mean, Jesus Christ, we know that.
You're not,
Until you get that new coworker who, you know. They don't throw that in there. I can't see that coming, can they?
Police in Ohio seized a bunch of cocaine that was disguised as...
Cocaine.
Lunchables.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Were they throwing it over the wall?
Probably.
Here, kids, have lunch.
It's the pizza kind. A man in Utah.
Where did they get that?
The pizza kind?
No, where did they get that? Where are the Lunchables coming in at?
Ohio.
How do you make cocaine?
You said
they seized a bunch of things at the border. I said where?
No, I said police in Ohio seized a bunch of
police in Ohio.
Right, they seized the cocaine. It looked like cocaine at the point of entry.
I thought they were smuggling.
The Lunchables. I think my favorite, someone trying to smuggle coke into the country. Guy's in a wheelchair. He has a broken leg. The dogs are going crazy. They can't figure it out. Finally, they realize his cast was made of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, that's genius.
Right?
That is smart.
Soaking into his skin the entire time.
Well, I say it's smart. He was busted and went to jail for a long time, so.
Firefighters in California were called to handle the classic cat in the tree, but found more than they expected in the tree.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve with Thrill Hill, can you please turn one how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, pendejos.
Hola. All right, Bob, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, where police used Facebook and tips from the public to identify a young woman they said tried to hit a former boyfriend with her car. Now, police pulled a photo of the 22-year-old woman posing with her damaged 2016 Hyundai Elantra from social media. She posted it because she's a moron. But police circulated the video of the hit and run where a dark sedan can be seen plowing into a walking couple. A man in a dark hooded sweatshirt, he manages to escape while the car hits and flips a woman in a pink skirt. The woman told police she and a male acquaintance were walking back from the store when they heard a horn and then they were hit. The woman suffered multiple injuries to her head, shoulder, hips, and knees. Now, the police department, they offered a $5,000 reward for information on the driver of the car. 2 days later, they identified her and charged her with assault with a deadly weapon, hit and run, failure to give information or aid, personal injury, and driving without a license. In spite of all that, they still can't track her down. At any rate, do you believe this woman that they are looking for is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
I'm going to have to go with white, I think.
Why do you think white?
It just sounds like something a white chick would do.
Run you over with a car? Has someone ever tried to run you over with a car, Bob?
I can't say that, no.
Okay.
Right. You know, man, maybe it's just the guy me. I just feel like it's something a woman would do if they are determined to poison you or hit you with a car.
How about the old jump out of the car when it's moving trick? You ever had that one done to you?
Hey, I've tried.
Okay. All right. You going to stick with white, Bob?
Oh, you're talking her jump out of the car, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking?
Yeah.
No, they never said that to me. I mean, if they wanted to, they could have.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't,
Bob. That's good. Roll, right?
You should let them know, hey, if you want to jump out of the car at any point, you're more than welcome.
Bob, you're going to get a white final answer.
White final answer.
All right, we're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, yeah. Profile that takes in North Carolina. A woman tried to hit her former boyfriend with her car.
She missed and hit her ex-boyfriend's girlfriend.
Yeah, the new girlfriend came along, and she flipped over the car, but this woman somehow got away, and she is on the loose.
That is correct. The cops are looking for her, have her picture, description, everything. But, Bob, we asked you, did you believe this woman was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You instantly said white. You said it. Sounds like something a white woman would do.
Oh! Nice work, Bob.
White woman.
See, now, probably, I'm just, even if you watch the Dateline, if the woman killed her husband, it's always a white chick, and it's normally not that, but it takes months.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Dateline, if it's a black chick, she beat her husband to death when he came home. Oh, I've been waiting for your ass.
Well, like, she tried to run him over with a car.
There's no mystery. There's nothing.
Now for all TV news all the time. Time for TV. Time for 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Oh, Mike Hawk in for the Ted Smith.
What's going on, fellas?
How are you, sir?
You know what? I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Did get a little lot of TV watching over the weekend. It was a nice relaxing weekend.
Okay.
A lot of time spent on the couch, so I did grow a couple roots that I had to cut off this morning and come on in. So
okay,
here we are. Anybody watch the NBA All-Star over the weekend?
I watched some of the performances leading up to the game, which seems more of like a showcase of entertainment than it does a game.
I got you. I unfortunately did not. However, I know that our buddy VD did, and there is the slam dunk contest that they do each and every year. Always a good source of fun. A man by the name of Hamidou Diallo. Did I say that right?
You may have. It sounded good.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about, but it's just one of those names.
That's my kid.
Yeah, that guy.
He did what apparently only 74 people in history have done. He got the perfect 50 score on
what did you, 360?
What he did is he actually ran up to Shaquille O'Neal, who was standing in front of the hoop, jumped over him and dunked it in. And we do have the audio for you right here, right now.
He cannot put his hand on the shoulder.
He
can't do it without.
He opened up his jersey. He's got the Superman emblem on his.
I love it. I love it too.
No hand on the shoulder, Kenny. No hands on the shoulder.
No hand on the shoulder.
You see how tall he is?
I know. I got to get up for this one. I got to get up for this one. I gotta get up for this one. D-Wade's all in my way. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? Get your camera phones out. Get your camera phones out. Because Hamidou Diallo is in the building.
He hung from the hoop, man. He dunked it all the way in. I'm going to sound about as white as I can be right now. An elbow dunk, is that what he...
We'll talk about assists and using the backboard.
Say what?
No, forget it.
He hung by his elbow out in that hoop, just showing off the yes that's underneath.
Oh, because he was so deep into the hoop?
That's right.
Okay.
He jumped over Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
And I remember someone going, I can't believe Shaq's going to stand there and do it. So Shaq has nothing to lose. The guy jumping over, if you don't clear it, basically you're going to smash your bees on the back of Shaq's head. Right.
You got the first team All-Stars, and then you have the guys that go in after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first quarter or so, you put in your A guys, and you bring people in, you bring people out. And I could not get over one fact, all right?
Okay.
So at halftime, the two players get to pick as far as the teams go.
It was LeBron and who's the other two?
Was it Ginobili or somebody?
Someone like that.
I don't know. It doesn't matter because it's LeBron James, right?
Right.
LeBron James gets to be the kid in middle school or elementary school that gets to pick the team that he wants to play with.
Right.
Same as LeBron James in adulthood.
Right.
He just goes someplace and says, I want this person, this person, this
and
person,
they
this
do
person.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting their ass kicked at halftime. So I thought to myself, and they came back and won at the end. They kind of the other team just want to like, we don't care. But I thought to myself, if LeBron could pick the best players in the NBA, which he did in his mind, and that's the team he put on the floor, and they get their ass kicked, what makes the Lakers think that this is the right guy to run the organization?
Because one thing we know about the All-Star game, no one plays defense.
No one cares.
Right.
Sure.
It's just, that's why I was like, 178 to 1. It's just... This is all about shooting, right? I think if you had to D up, maybe you pick different guys. But this is all. No one's going to prevent you from doing anything.
It's just fun and games, right?
Yeah.
If you want to see that dunk, that's up on the Men's Room Facebook page. Like I said, he made the perfect 50 score. The page that's up on the Men's Room Facebook page also has some of the fails that they've made over the past few years. There was a man by the name of, I do have it here. I thought I did. Birdman.
Oh, the guy from Denver. Yeah. Super tattooed guy. Yeah.
He took 15 tries to make two different dunks.
Damn.
Just because he couldn't get the ball set.
But he was out there.
He was.
Yeah, he was trying to represent white America.
He failed miserably.
It is kind of funny. It's the white dude who got 15 dunks.
This is not the guy that you would bring to meet your mother.
No. No, it was not.
No.
Unless your mom's already in prison.
No, it was not.
Unless she's a huge Ramones fan.
One of my favorite shows of all time has been Jeopardy. You guys know this. I bring it in all the time. There is a new twist coming with Jeopardy here in the very near future.
I read this. I didn't read all the way through.
Is this where all the great players come back?
But they're exactly. teams, right?
Exactly. So what they're doing is they're bringing back some of the greatest of the Jeopardy alumni, and they are putting them on teams.
Okay, so Ken Jennings is going to make all his teammates pay for him being there and play with him.
Exactly. I believe, yeah, they got six captains who will join their teams in competing for a top $1 million prize in a series of 10 episodes that will begin airing later on.
Every word you say to me will cost you $5.
So what, do all of them get a shot up there, or how does it work?
You know what? I am not entirely positive to play out.
By the way, when I read a little bit, Ken Jennings only won the second most amount of money on Jeopardy. He was there the longest, but another dude cleared more money than him in less time.
Right.
Yeah.
But he didn't make the name like Ken Jennings did.
Because he wasn't there every day.
Right. The 18 contestants were chosen primarily on the basis of their previous success, with an edge going to fan favorites as determined by social media. The captains who will also play built their three-person teams from among the remaining 12 contestants. The full teams won't play directly against each other, with one person from each team designated to compete in a game's first round.
What do you know about Latin American literature often?
I can see LeBron going, yeah, you're a big guy, I'll take you. You're a great ball hand. How do you pick a team for Jeopardy? Like, how can you look and determine?
Because maybe say, all right, when this chick played, she dominated these three categories.
So I'm good at these weakness. Three. Will cover all the pies on
the French
pursuit.
Literature and all that kind of thing. This guy did great, maybe with more current stuff.
But I found that as far as when Jeopardy goes, the Tournament of Champions, they do that over and over again. I found it on Netflix and the Netflix Jeopardy that they had started with, the Tournament of Champions, that's probably my least favorite versions of Jeopardy because I can't answer any of the questions.
Yeah, Teen Jeopardy is the S.
That's right.
Oh, Teen Jeopardy. I'm
Teen Jeopardy on all the time.
Kids.
So
give me that Kids Jeopardy.
So normal people can fail at what the kids are smart about.
But it's amazing, though, because even when we do Big Dummy, right?
Right.
Every once in a while, a kid calls in 14 or 15 years old, and depending on, they nail it because they're in school and a lot of the stuff is still fresh.
They use their brain on a daily basis, whether they want
to or not. Right.
I would submit that the Tournament of Champions is one of the most difficult Jeopardies. However, the college tournament is the hardest Jeopardy to go for.
Why don't they crank that up more like an event, man? Where they have a Super Bowl of Jeopardy.
Yeah,
it's bigger than just it's live in Vegas. It's this. It's that. Trebek walks out. He's got glitter on. Whatever.
I think they should whittle it down. Do it like March Madness, right? You start with all these just whittle it down to two instead of three. Mm-hmm. It's head-to-head and let them go.
There you go.
By the way, if you watch that and Ken's on there, you have to pay him. So next time you see him, you have to give him a dollar. I'm pretty sure he'll go did you watch that Jeopardy? You owe me a dollar. That's how he makes money, Mike.
That's right. That's who he is.
No charities, just for...
There's a new show on Fox that I have talked to you guys about before. Has anybody here yet watched The Masked Singer?
I've seen bits and pieces because my kids love the show.
Okay. I've seen Max Sabbath.
You've seen Max Sabbath.
I mean, I think if you're a kid, it's kind of great. I have a hard time getting through.
Yeah? Have you seen any of the reveals yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen Terry Bradshaw pop up. And that's an interest. The only interesting thing to me is the moment they pull off their mask. The idea is that they walk out on stage and they perform a song for a group of judges.
Right.
And it's someone you've heard of. Maybe they're a singer. Maybe they're an athlete. None of them suck too bad, but you can typically tell the difference between professional and whatever. Right. And they give all these hints and they're dressed ridiculous. So my kids love watching that. And it is interesting enough, but I can't sit through all the singing, man.
Yeah! Okay, I'll give
you
that.
My kid loves Terry Bradshaw now. He loves Terry Bradshaw. He does the reveal. I didn't see it. I get home from work. My kid's telling me all about it. Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm like, all right. He's like, Terry Bradshaw? So, to my kid, it's just a crazy old man. And I'm like, you know what, man? He used to play football. It's like, really? Was he any good? I said, he won four Super Bowls. My son was floored. He could not believe that this guy won four Super Bowls.
You're watching CTE every single time you see him.
That's right, man.
I mean, watch the guy just absolutely go away.
Towards the end of his episode, he was on a bit of a riser when he did his performance. He stood still the entire time, and then when he came down to the main stage, he actually had two handlers that were helping him down the stairs so that he could get down.
I can believe it.
But I actually do really enjoy the show. My girlfriend and I, we picked it up, and we've been watching pretty much every week, and I'm interested in it. There's people that I think that I know who they are, and then I actually guessed one, I think.
Cool.
I think I guessed the first one, Antonio Brown. Good stuff. See here. We got Jimmy Fallon. He had some of his thank you notes here earlier, and
thank you, President's Day, for giving us a way to honor what the leaders of our country fought for, buying mattresses at slightly reduced prices.
Yeah, 10%.
Thank you, leaked Trump schedules for letting me know that all the time I spend on Instagram at work can now be called executive time. I didn't know that. Thank you, couples who sit next to each other at restaurants, for looking like you're on a double date with your imaginary friends.
I hate that.
Thank you, Monopoly Fortnite Edition, for taking a game that parents don't understand and combining it with a game kids don't understand.
Come on!
Who's that for? Thank you, caricature artists. There's nothing quite like handing someone $20 to point out every part of my face I've ever felt weird about. Thank you, airplane windows, for giving me breathtaking views that I can almost see through the smudged forehead grease of whoever sat here before me. Thank you, automatic flushing toilets. I thought it'd be my call, but sure, why don't you decide when I'm done using the bathroom?
There you have it. Those are my thank you notes.
That is true, man.
Yeah, really.
When we first moved into this building, I did not know we had automatic flushing toilets. So the first time I actually sit down to use the bathroom, it flushed before I was done.
Yeah.
But the problem is it does all that spray and everything else. I'm like, now my ass is wet. You know what I mean? And I'm not even done, man. And then sometimes when you are done and get up, it doesn't necessarily...
The sensor doesn't work.
Right.
Right.
I've had it go off while I'm cleaning. So I'm technically done. Now you're not waiting for
the rest
of it.
Now I have to flush twice.
Exactly.
What does it make its judgment? Like, I get that when I stand up, maybe it flushes because the pressure's gone. But, like... I'm actively sitting here. I'm still pooping, and it's just like,
right.
Like, come on, man.
Now you're just wasting my time.
Where they could do that, airports, please install those. Turns out, when people get off of a flight, I don't know about the women's bathroom, but the guys' bathroom, maybe you had to pee, we can hold that. But guys go in either to take a massive dump, or we just go in and fart. Have you done that move? Like, you've been holding the fart, and all these guys walk in, and the way the bathrooms are, you can kind of see in until you turn a corner. And like eight guys walk in, turn the corner, and it's just one massive. And then you walk out, man. It is such a relief. That's why I just do it on the plane. Just do it quiet.
Yeah, man. Exactly. Who, in your guys' opinion, is the toughest person within the past 40 years?
Toughest?
The toughest guy.
In what way?
Somebody you wouldn't want to fight.
There's the
physical,
Rock.
Physical fight.
I mean, I would go Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Not a bad call, Miles.
He would be the guy that spanned the time of my life.
Yeah, because he was crazy.
Muhammad Ali might have been the greatest fighter, but it was
he didn't hate you.
But yeah. You guys are both nailing this absolutely. Mike Tyson is probably one of the toughest guys, and he's absolutely nuts. Did you guys know? I'm going to take you back here about 20 years. No. Shoot, that's 30 years at this point. Back to 1986.
Okay.
According to The Sun, Mike Tyson bribed a zookeeper to open the zoo for Mike and his wife after hours so they could have a private tour. It seems like a nice statement.
Now, when
right?
you say Mike Tyson bribed him, like, open the door.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't have to offer money. Yeah.
It says he suddenly got an idea as they approached the ape enclosure as they spotted a dominant alpha male bullying the rest of the submissive group. And he quickly attempted to offer the cash to the zookeeper to open the cage so he could go in there and punch a silverback gorilla.
He was on a coke bender and ordered three tigers for his house one night.
No,
do you realize that? Mike, you can't have a tiger. But I'm going to tiger the pet.
I know he ordered a tiger.
And he paid for him and he got him.
I don't think he understands exactly how strong gorillas are.
No, he doesn't.
Like, man, you don't want to punch a silverback gorilla.
No.
I mean, because if you did... It wouldn't really register any pain, but it would know you're being a D.
All you see when you look at any member of the monkey chimpanzee, all you see is muscles and veins.
Right.
One of the most terrifying things I've seen. It's an old guy. He's a naturalist, but he's doing whatever documentary, and I think you showed it to me, Miles. But these like infant gorillas roll up to him.
Silverbacks are sitting in this jungle.
But the thing is, right? Papa Silverback now sits behind him.
Right.
So these little gorillas. They're not quite effing with him, but they're curious.
Right.
And he's trying to be cool, because if he does anything remotely to upset these little things, daddy's going to literally rip your head off of your body.
Right.
He sat there for like 5 minutes, which I could not believe. And finally, the gorillas got up and left. And I'm like, by the way, black, white, make sure you're Jew.
White.
Hey, how'd you know?
White. You're sitting with gorillas in a jungle?
On purpose.
It says Tyson.
And it's not in Uganda?
Right.
Tyson explained, I paid a worker at the New York Zoo to reopen it just for me and Robin. When we got to the gorilla cage, there was one big silverback gorilla just there bullying all the other gorillas. So they were so powerful, but their eyes were like an innocent infant.
Their eyes were like an innocent infant. Is that what you said?
Yes. I offered the attendant $10,000 to open the cage and let me smash that silverback snout.
You're
going
to
get
emails.
No, Mike.
You're going to get emails from the Lisp Society of America. Not the fact that you did the black impersonation, but the Lisp.
They
don't care about that, you know. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Stick around. You got headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Naked Florida woman's boyfriend turns down a little sexy time, so she rips off his shirt and she punches him in the face. Meanwhile, a 64-year-old woman walks up to a random man and grabs and holds his special place.
Well, it's Valentine's Day. It's the President's Day, whatever.
Yeah, for President's
California Day. Homeowners look up and see a huge mountain lion 50 feet up in a tree. Petition to give Montana to Canada so the U.S. will be debt-free. And Philadelphia home for sale is rigged with a booby-trap swinging knife. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Top story. We got a California where firefighting crews were called to a man's backyard when where he had a cat stuck in his tree about 50 feet up. When the firefighters got to the scene, they found that the cat was indeed a massive cougar that had managed to get itself stuck up in the tree. They tranquilized the animal and got him back down safely before he was released back into the wild.
No one said that when they called, like, hey, by the way, quick side note, when I say cat, I mean a 200-pound goddamn mountain lion.
That is a big one.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Did you see how fat the picture of that cat is? He just looked like he wouldn't bother anybody because he's just too busy getting a nap because he's like a fat cat. Like,
is he?
Did you see how big he is?
He's huge, man. Oh, God, cougars are huge.
Looked like Alice in Wonderland. Like, the cat just sleeps up in his career.
Well, he was tranked, Miles, so he's really sleeping up there. My goodness. Speaking of cougars, in other news, a woman was arrested for getting a little too frisky with a restaurant worker. Surveillance footage caught the woman walking up to the worker as he was standing outside the closed restaurant. She grabbed the man by the crotch and began to dance and rub onto him, telling him to come home with her. The man managed to get away from the woman, and she was arrested for battery. And you will never guess where this classy lady comes from.
Florida!
Good call. Yes. Police were called to an apartment building after a man called them on his fiance. After officers got into the building, they found the woman completely naked and the man with scratches on his face and neck and torn clothing. Turns out that she had gotten very intoxicated and tried to have intercourse with her fiance, which he declined. Not taking rejection well, the woman flew into a rage, scratching and beating the man until he called police.
I gotta think it was just her mood, because Mike and I looked at the picture, I'm like...
Nothing wrong.
Right. So I'm just saying, based on her response, he already knew she's not in a good place.
Exactly. And I was actually just thinking about it earlier today. This is not the first time
that this little incident has gone down.
No.
This may be the first time that she was carted off to jail. May even be the first time that police were called. But
probably the first time he called.
They've gotten to this point before, which tells me that might be why he rejected her. You'll never guess where that class act came from, though.
Florida.
Good call. Let's go to Philly, where home security took a creepy turn. Did you guys actually see the story in the video?
No.
It's weird.
Pardon me.
A real estate investor was scoping out a home in the area when he came across something he hadn't seen before. While looking around the house, he saw a cord pulled across one of the stairs. All Thinking right. quickly, he had his partner record while he grabbed a rod and pulled on the line. After he triggered the cord, a knife taped to the end of a crutch came swinging down into the Jesus. Staircase, landing right where the head of a possible intruder would be.
This could have taken off some of the hair on my chin-strap beard. I'd have looked all off and stuff, had to draw lines in it and crap.
They were on guard for the
Could you imagine if I didn't look like Everlast from 1992? I'd have take this down a bit. The knife would have come and cut some of my beautiful goatee off my face.
It's true. You go to Vegas, there's Elvis impersonators, but they do it intentionally. You land in Philadelphia, it's like the Everlast convention.
My flat brim cap would have saved me.
That's why we're flat.
That's why I keep the sticker on there in case a knife comes at me.
They were on guard for the remainder of the look around the house and managed to find glass shards on some of the stairs and a floorboard that had spikes coming out of it. This thing was terrifying. Damn. It meant business, man. This thing didn't just lazily flop down.
Abandoned? Was it a drug out? What was the deal with this?
Just by the look of it, yes, I think it was at some point abandoned or somebody was carted off.
It's a set of pull-down stairs on an attic.
Okay.
So basically you have that thing where the fold-down steps come out from the top. When you lowered the lower portion of the ladder, a knife swung down. So if you're walking up that attic stepway,
Jesus.
It was up to the attic?
Yeah, that was where it was coming from.
Okay.
That's where the good stuff is, apparently.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
It was a staircase up to the top of the attic.
Right.
It's a pull down. So, like, you've ever seen those? You fold
down? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it was one of those there.
Right. It actually did have a tripwire, though, at the bottom, though. That's what they
were. The tripwire was on a string on when you pulled that down. So when you pulled the stairs down, the whole thing came down and just swung at you.
God. The audio is great. That thing would have killed you right in your effing head.
I tell you what.
Damn. Someone has created a petition online as a cure for our national debt. Unfortunately, it falls a little short. The petition.
Hopefully, it's not Ted Cruz who volunteered El Chapo's money because El Chapo just went to prison with it. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, no.
Ted Cruz went, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you mean to say that I was going to take that border money. Like, no, seriously, El Chapo's like, I'm going to take care of this.
Yeah, just because I'm in jail. Like, don't
keep
think.
Talking, Ted.
The petition calls for us selling one of our 50 states to Canada for the hefty price of $1 trillion.
Yes. Florida.
The state that would get the privilege to be a part of the Great White North is Montana.
Lucky. Don't get rid of Montana. Give them Florida. Like, Montana's fine,
it's
man.
It's such a random-ass state to want to get to Canada.
They get all the automotive stuff that we have to take the tariffs.
Look, Canada's already cold, right?
Right.
So, like, if you're going to give them a whole... Give them... Like, dude, it's warm. It's crazy. You've never seen anything like it before.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't need another big territory.
I give them Maine.
Nah, there's something about Maine I can appreciate. What about New Hampshire?
It's lighthouses.
Because nobody cares about New Hampshire.
Package deal, the Dakotas?
No.
These days, you got to frack for natural gas.
Fair.
So now the coal mine industry is dead. You got to figure out the way to
Minnesota,
rape the earth somewhere else.
The petition has gotten about 1,000 signers since it was created, but it's raised a couple eyebrows in the residents of the state.
Yeah, I bet it is.
As for their tactic to sell Montana to Canada, they've resorted to the racist method of, quote, just tell them it has beavers or something. That is part of the petition.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. We're going to fool those Canadians.
Trust me, the people of Montana would probably take that and go like, yeah, we're down with that.
Yeah, whatever.
Seriously, like,
you don't bug us now.
Seriously, like, hey, we've been our own thing for a long time. We'd gladly go to Canada to get health care.
A couple in Scotland brought a package delivered for their neighbor inside to protect it from the weather and possible porch pirates and placed it safely behind the door. Unfortunately, it was found by their lab, who then tore into the package and started playing with the long pink sex toy that was inside.
All right.
The neighbors
in Seattle, they would go, you have a dog that can leave your yard?
Sit for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge. Into Sit and Spin, Ask the Men's Room is back. We'll drink and toast with a shout of the day and another round of Profile This.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, unless it's not. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.